Hello all, and welcome to another episode of the Tomorrow Today podcast. I'm the guy next door, and today I just want to take a second and talk to those of us who may be feeling down and out with life today, who may just be unhappy with where their life is. Maybe you're not working the job or have the career that you want. Maybe you're not happy with where you live. Maybe you're tired of the guy upstairs deciding to wash at 11:30 every night, but not decide to fix that washing machine that's keeping you woke. Or maybe you're just not driving the car you want. Maybe you're sick and tired of waking up every morning, getting ready for work, going out, turning the key, hoping and wishing that it starts this time. No matter what it is you're going through in life, I just want to take a second out and encourage you today. Now, I have to apologize up front. I don't have the 5-step, 10-year plan for you to get the dream house you want. Again, I do not have the 5-step, 10-year plan for you to get the dream house you want. Now, I have no problem with any motivationalist who does have that plan for you. I will not say, unencourage you to seek those opportunities. What I want to talk about with you today is that time span, that 10 years it takes for you to reach that goal. Right. So I'm talking about being happy during that 10 years, because certainly if my happiness is contingent upon me getting that dream house or having that job or getting that car, then if it's a 5-step 10-year plan, then it's going to be 9 years and 364 days too long if we're referencing my happiness. So what I want to encourage us to do today, I have a phrase that I've been using for myself, right? Because I don't like to talk about anything I'm not going through my own self and how I handle everyday life. So anything I've ever said, I definitely try to encourage myself to take my own advice. But there's this phrase I've been using for a while now, and it's called active contentment, right? To be actively content. Now, together, by standard definition, these two words together would probably be an oxymoron. But let me explain. So we all understand what content is, right? It's basically just, you know, being okay with being okay, right? And active, you know, it's just that, you know, something in motion, something, you know, trying to, you know, reach a certain goal or destination or whatever have you. So with active contentment, I like to think of it as this. So if it's that house, if it's that job, that career, or that vehicle, that car that you're down about, or anything else for that matter, it doesn't have to be just those three things. But no matter what the case, whatever that thing is in life that has you mentally displaced, mentally unhappy or uninspired, rather, active contentment can come along and provide a level of peace, or peace of mind, rather, for you to have during that 10-year period, right? So what I'm suggesting is this. If there's a 5-step 10-year plan for me to achieve this goal, to get this home that I desire to own, then that 10-year period might just be filled with unhappiness until I achieve that goal. So what I want to do is come along and say, hey, you find contentment or peace in the idea that you have a home, right? You have a place to live. You have a noisy neighbor upstairs. Because certainly there is someone who does not have Now, I'm not suggesting that you just be fine with being fine. This is where active comes into play, right? Active contentment allows you to know what you want, right? So a portion of the active part is to know, right? So if there's this home that you want, if there's this car, this job or career that you want, know the address to the home, right? If there's a career, know what it is. If there's a vehicle, know what it is. Don't just say, I want to move. Don't just say, I need a career. Don't just say, I need a new car. Know what it is, right? So actively you can begin your pursuit. Now, the thing about contentment, remember, contentment is being okay with being okay. So during this active pursuit, there are a couple of things that you have to understand that keeps you content while you're actively pursuing. So it's more of a passive active, right? So, and really there's only one thing. You have to understand that there is no boundary of time, right? If you take the limitation of time off of this goal that you're trying to achieve, then it opens the door for full contentment. It opens the door for you to not have any regrets, of which we spoke of before. It opens the door to you to be, for you to be happy and for you to know that although I'm living downstairs from this guy upstairs, I'm actively pursuing where I want to live. I even know where it is. I have the address, right? So you can be actively content. You can have your peace of mind because you do have somewhere to live, right? So we don't have to be bogged down and we don't have to be beaten and downtrodden. We don't have to stay focused on what we don't have as long as we can find appreciation for what we do have, but actively pursue what we want. Again, thanks for listening. I hope we've been encouraging today. By all means, if anyone has any questions, please don't be afraid to reach out. I never mind hearing from our listeners. Thanks again for listening. Be well.